don't know.
I just don't think that's fair.
I'm so glad you asked that question. It's a really important question. You know, in our culture, the person with lower sexual desire controls the sexual relationship, and not necessarily out of being malicious or the need to be controlling. It's just that if, for example, she doesn't want to have sex, they don't have sex. And the truth is, in my work, you know, as a divorce buster, this is really an unfair and unworkable arrangement, because not only do people who have low sexual desire, you know, they're not interested in sex, it just doesn't happen, but they expect their partners not to complain about it, and they also expect their partners, as we've just heard, to be monogamous. And sometimes that happens. There are some, you know, people who have a higher sex drive who, just because of either religious reasons or moral reasons, decide that they can't go outside their marriage. But very often they do go outside their marriage. And even if they don't, it puts such a wedge in the relationship. And so, you know, that's one piece of it. The other piece of it, and I'm sorry, can you tell me your name again, the caller?
Hillary.
Hillary, if you tell me, and I'm not surprised to hear you say it, that earlier in the relationship you had more of a sex drive, you also have given up a piece of yourself, you know, a part that probably made you feel vibrant and made you feel more connected to him. And so, you know, there are many, with what we now know about how to boost sexual desire, both, you know, physically, what we know spiritually and emotionally, there's really no reason that you or anyone in your shoes can't have a more robust sex life. And one of the very first things that I suggest to people like you, especially when women express what you just expressed, is really, believe it or not, to adopt the Nike philosophy and just do it. And the reason for that is that I wish I had a dollar for each time someone in my practice said to me, you know, Michelle, I really wasn't in the mood when my husband approached me, but once I got into it, I really enjoyed it. It was great. And, you know, women say they have orgasms, they feel good, their husbands are happy, their husbands are, you know, nicer to them. There is some incredible, interesting new research that suggests for about 50% of the population, and this is not just along gender lines, that sexual desire doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. And by that I mean you actually have to be physically stimulated before your brain tells you, oh, this is fun and this is something I'd like to do. So
should she be doing that on her own? Like, should she be working on some things by herself for a little bit and then maybe reinteresting herself in the way that she feels and then can bring that to her relationship with her husband? Because I have a feeling if she's not doing it with him, she's not doing it with herself either.
Are you talking about masturbating?
I didn't say
yeah,
that.
I think so.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess, first of all, yes, women and men, we need to know our own bodies and what really turns us on so that we can coach our partners. And if, you know, not feeling sexually satisfied when you are having sex is a problem in your relationship, then you need to talk about it. You need to do something about it. You know, the truth is, I am always shocked, and I've been, you know, in this business offering marital help for decades, and I am always shocked at how uncomfortable couples often are discussing their sexual likes and dislikes with each other. It's such a taboo subject, even couples who've been married sometimes for two or three decades. And so I guess, you know, I would ask you, are you having conversations? When you do have sex, is it satisfying? Have you been willing to talk about what you could do to bring back your desire?
I want to get rattle through two quick calls here. So let's get Peyton on. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I just wanted to call because I feel really awkward, but I'm 24 and my husband's 26, and we're newlyweds. Like, we've been married just over a year, and we got married about 3 weeks after he came back from Iraq, and we had sex on our wedding night, and for about a week and a half after that. And then it just stopped. It's not, he can't get it up. It's actually, he does, and then he just quits. And I don't know, like, that seems weird, because you think newlyweds, like, you do that every night. It's just...
So right in the middle, he just gives up? He's just like, okay, this is over for me?
I mean, it's almost as if, like, it triggers a memory, and I almost wonder if, like, if I ruined him, because I used to send him pictures of myself since he was over there for a year, and I just, because I was talking to some of my girlfriends, and they said that'd be something to do, and he seemed to like them, and so I wonder if seeing me naked is almost like he's back over there, and I just don't know if that's a problem for him.
I got to believe the real deal is better in a picture.
Yeah, well, you know, my heart just goes out to you, Peyton, and I'm really glad that you're calling, because there is this misconception that when people aren't having sex, first of all, they've got to be like, you know, baby boomers or older, and especially if there's a drop in desire of men. And it just isn't so. That is just the wrong stereotype. Couples in their 20s, newlyweds, they have issues with this, too. So thank you for being courageous enough to call in. That's number one. Number two, my guess is that your husband's dealing with something that goes far beyond you at this point. Has he been overseas in Afghanistan?
He was in Iraq.
He was in Iraq. You know, he probably is dealing with post-traumatic stress issues, mm-hmm. and I'm sure he doesn't understand why it's affecting him the way it is. Many guys who come back are dealing with those emotional issues, and it's really difficult for a man to admit that he's having some difficulties emotionally. And so if you can urge him to go get some help, to talk about what's going on with him, and don't be ashamed to do that. He's stopping midstream because he feels like a failure, and chances are he just can use some help to deal with whatever experiences that he had. He can work through it. There really are methods to help these guys get their lives back on track. It's probably bigger than just you.
You should probably just talk to some of his Marine friends. I'm sure they'd be really open to that conversation, very
right.
empathetic.
Yeah.
Like the last guys of the world that you talked to about it.
It sounded to me like childhood stuff.
Well, it might be, but the number of guys coming back with really severe emotional problems is it's just huge. And it's something I'm very concerned about. But there is help, and that's really the important message.
Hey, Michelle, what we're going to do is we're going to link up to some of your books from our website at Q100Atlanta.com. I appreciate you calling.
Thanks for calling and letting me talk to you guys, and people can visit divorcebusting.com for more information.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.